This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A huge blast went off in Mogadishu on Friday, killing at least 7 people just hours after U.S. Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller made an unannounced visit to the Somali capital. Witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up at a popular ice cream shop along the road to the airport. One of Mogadishu's ambulance services said at least 7 people were killed in the attack. Somali police said another 10 people were wounded. The al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility for the attack, according to the site intelligence group. Al-Shabaab frequently carries out attacks in Mogadishu as part of its bid to overthrow the Somali government and impose its strict interpretation of Islamic law. Iranian state TV says a leading Iranian nuclear scientist was killed in a targeted attack that employed explosives and machine gun fire. Israel says the scientist, Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, led Iran's military nuclear program until its disbanding in the early 2000s. Israel has not commented on the attack itself. Iranian state TV said Fakhrizadeh was attacked by armed terrorist elements and died at a local hospital. The semi-official Fars news agency, believed to be close to the country's Revolutionary Guard, said the attack happened in Absard. That's a city just east of the capital, Tehran. It said witnesses heard the sound of an explosion and then machine gun fire. The agency said the attack targeted a car that Fakhrizadeh was in. Others wounded, including Fakhrizadeh's bodyguards, were also taken to a local hospital. State television later published on its website a photograph of security forces blocking off the road. Photos and videos shared online showed a Nissan sedan with bullet holes in the windshield. From Washington, this is VOA News. Ethiopian forces are making gains in several towns near Tigray's regional capital. It's one day after the government said it was beginning the final phase of an offensive in the northern region. That's according to the country's news agency on Friday. Lieutenant General Hassan Ibrahim said in a statement Friday that federal forces have captured Wickro and, quote, will control Mekele in a few days. That's according to Reuters news agency. There was no independent confirmation of the government claims. Phone and internet connections to the region have been down since the government's military offensive began in early November. The continued fighting comes as Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, following a meeting with African Union envoys, again ruled out negotiating with leaders of the Tigray region. Abiy met with three AU envoys in Addis Ababa on Friday. Abiy won the Nobel Prize last year for ending a 2-decade standoff with Eritrea. He announced a military offensive against the regional government in Tigray on November 4th. He said it was in response to an attack by Tigray forces. Calls for negotiations have been growing as the conflict has spilled into neighboring Eritrea and threatens the stability of the wider Horn of Africa region. A federal appeals court in Philadelphia has rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's latest effort to challenge the election results in a case expected to reach the U.S. Supreme Court if Mr. Trump appeals. The Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals echoed a string of other courts in finding his campaign offered no evidence of any election fraud. Instead, the court said, quote, the campaign's claims have no merit. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani called the election process fraudulent during oral arguments in a lower court last week, but he offered no proof. Circuit Judge Stefanos Bibas, a Trump appointee, wrote on Friday that, quote, calling an election unfair does not make it so. The World Health Organization's top vaccine expert says the agency needs to evaluate coronavirus vaccines and their immune responses based on more information than just a press release. Kate O'Brien, the WHO's director of immunization, vaccines, and biologicals, said in Geneva Friday it's still not clear if vaccines against COVID-19 are able to reduce people's ability to spread the virus. British drug maker AstraZeneca said Thursday it's cooperating with government regulators in investigating a manufacturing error of an experimental COVID-19 vaccine. The pharmaceutical company and Oxford University have admitted that a lower dosage of the vaccine performed better than a full dosage. That's according to a spokesman who spoke after AstraZeneca's CEO said a further global trial is likely. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.